Icky News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Michigan, 17-year-old Ethan Crumbly has been sentenced to life in prison for the 2021 shooting deaths of four students at Oxford High School.
I am a really bad person. I have done terrible things that no one should ever do.
A judge rejected pleas for a shorter sentence and ensured Crumbly will not get a chance for parole. He spoke before he was sentenced.
It may not show it now with only 2 years of records, but I am trying. And all I want is for the people I hurt to just have a final sense of culpability that justice has somewhat been served.
The court also heard from victims' families. Nicole Beausoleil's daughter was killed.
Forgiving is a choice. I choose not to forgive you for the choice you made.
His attorney told the judge Crumbly deserves an opportunity for parole after his sick brain is fixed through counseling and rehab. I'm Ed Donahue.
Today was a sad day in the history of the Security Council.
That's Palestinian Representative Riyad Mansour at the UN after the U.S. vetoed a Security Council resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, despite this plea from Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
There is a high risk of the total collapse of the humanitarian support system in Gaza, which would have devastating consequences.
Deputy U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood.
This would only plant the seeds for the next war, because Hamas has no desire to see a durable peace.
The Israeli army says it hit 450 targets in the Gaza Strip Friday. A federal judge has ordered an 8-year ban on policies that would separate children from parents at the U.S. border as a deterrent to illegal crossings. And the European Union has found agreement on the world's first comprehensive rules for artificial intelligence that paves the way for legal oversight of technology used in generative AI services like ChatGPT. This is AP News. Chronic fatigue is more common than previously thought. Jennifer King reports that's the conclusion of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
3.3 million, that's the estimate of how many adults in the United States have chronic fatigue syndrome. CDC officials say the tally likely includes some patients with long COVID who are suffering from prolonged exhaustion. The syndrome was more common for women and in white people compared with other groups, but the gap was much smaller than some previous studies had found. Report co-author Dr. Elizabeth Unger says it means the condition is clearly not a rare illness. Dr. Daniel Claw heads a chronic fatigue research team at the University of Michigan. He believes only a fraction of the people with the syndrome are diagnosed. Chronic fatigue has no cure, no drugs approved for it, and no blood test or scan to enable a quick diagnosis. Doctors haven't been able to pinpoint a cause, although research suggests it results from the body's prolonged overreaction to an infection. I'm Jennifer King.
Thank you, Jen. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything you need when you shop at Menards. Spidey Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Stay connected to home while you're away with wireless outdoor security cameras. Control all your smart home products from anywhere using one easy-to-use app. View our entire selection of Spidey Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week.
Save.